Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
What I did was, I've been listening to you for the last week when I travel to work every day. That, you know,
Did I eat your head?
Every day I've been, you know, it's like you're bugging me on the radio, go and get your ID card done. So I had my ID card, but there were a few corrections to be made.
Okay.
And my wife is also a first-time voter because she hadn't registered for the last time.
Okay.
And my mom had a few corrections to be done. So I did log on to the website first. So it's a pretty easy process on the website as well, where you have different forms.
Yes.
For the new registration and everything.
Yes.
So I got the, you know, photo and the ID proof uploaded there, got the printout and just went and submitted there.
How easy was the process? 5 minutes max?
To be honest, I was sent from pillar to post with two or three different...
Really?
Yes.
You know, that is something that's come from a few other people as well, saying, you know, we went there, it didn't open on time, and, you know, we had to stay there for a couple of hours. In fact, I've got another voice note saying nobody was there at my polling booth. How tedious was the process? I'll pass the feedback on to the BBMP commissioner.
So, a simple suggestion that what we can do is every polling booth would have three numbers mentioned. One, I think, is the ward number. Then you have the part number and polling station.
Something. Yes.
These are the three numbers that you have. So, if you know which station and which polling booth would you be going to, that would be a very easier process. And then, I think, one primary booth you have, which controls the other booth, you can directly go in there as well. So, that's what I did. I just went into the main booth directly, and they had all the electoral rules. I checked out. The spelling of my dad's name was, you know, it was incorrect.
Okay.
So I submitted the form and I completed the process. And for my mom and my sister, I would be doing it, I think, today and tomorrow.
Before the 14th of April?
On the website. Yes, before the 14th.
Once you spot the booth, then the process is all right. But just getting there is you've got to be a little smart about that,
yes.
Is what you're saying.
Yes, that's one. Second, if you want to be a little more smarter, then just log on to the website, CEO Karnataka. And then there is another website called voterreg.nic.in, I think.
Okay. Yes, that is right.
If you log in there, just create your ID and password. And then you have all the forms there. Just download it. You know, just fill up those forms, upload your Aadhaar card, passport, whatever the ID proof and address proof you have, and then you get a printout. One is your applicant's copy, the other is the ARO copy, if I'm not wrong, or ERO copy.
Okay.
Once you have those, just sign it and just, I think, give it to one of the primary booths and they'll get the job done, I guess.
Thank you for this. A lot of people who are still on the brink of should I not, is it tedious, is it not, they might just sort of move around and get it done. I don't know if my nagging works on everybody. I'm glad it worked on you.
I mean, it's been working and I've been suggesting to all my friends.
Excellent.
To get there. Morning number one, bear this shot. Morning
number one, bear this shot. Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho. This shot.